This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been checking in with a guy driving an impressive piece of technology across the lower 48. Jamie Kittman of Automobile Magazine started in L.A. and on the seventh day has made it home to New York City in a $240,000 McLaren MP4 12C, which, what, Jamie, gets to the posted speed limit with a certain dispatch?
Oh, yes. We were staying alive at 55 quite a bit, many times over, you might even say.
So, but no problems with the car at all?
We had one minor problem, which wasn't really with the car, but rather with the audio system, which kept shorting out.
What, you couldn't listen to the radio in this $240,000 car?
Well, we could listen to it sometimes, but other times it would sort of short out every 30 seconds. It gave our radio consumption a kind of Twitter-like aspect, where we were getting very short pieces of the news and having to put them together in our heads.
All right, so you eventually made it to North Carolina with this faulty radio, but you went to see a radio guy?
Yes, that's right. We had dinner at the home of Mr. Eric Hodge and his wife, Lauren. Eric is one of your own, I believe. He's a WUNC morning DJ.
Did you have the heart to tell him that you couldn't listen to his show on the way in?
Fortunately, he was kind enough to send an MP3 to me.
So you stopped along the way. You met a legendary woman racer and journalist. You went to, in Arizona, a place that uses crowdsourcing for car design. But the car itself wasn't enough. I went, why not just drive as quickly as possible from here to there? I mean, you have the greatest gadget known to man. Why all the people mixed in?
Well, that's a good question. I suppose a younger, duller me would have just kept driving, and I've certainly done that before. I know what that's like, and I don't necessarily recommend it unless you're in a super hurry. I think one of the great things about road trips is getting to see the country, actually, and one of the ways you do that is people. And then, two, I guess there's it's a limitation of any consumer good. You know, it's really only as good as the rest of your life. It's a complement to what you're doing, unless you've sort of crossed over a line that I haven't quite made it across yet.
So, Jamie, what was the final mileage for this journey? Do you remember?
3,375.
And your MPG, mile per gallon, was what?
22.8. 54 hours and 51 minutes, according to the onboard computer.
Jamie Kittman, New York editor for Automobile Magazine. Thank you.
Thanks, David.